Welcome to your solstice meditation. Let us begin. Find your seat and let your spine lengthen, your shoulders soften. Close your eyes and take three deep breaths. Feeling yourself arrive fully in this moment. We gather at the darkest time of year, the longest night, when our ancestors huddled around fires and wondered if the light would ever return. This darkness is ancient, primal, and it lives in us still. Today we explore what every wisdom tradition has known, that the deepest darkness, in that deepest darkness, something extraordinary happens. Light returns, not from outside, but from within. So for a moment, let yourself feel the darkness of this season, not just the short days and long nights, but the darkness within, the grief you carry, the questions without answers, the uncertainty, places where life has stripped you down to nothing. Our culture teaches us to fear darkness, to banish it with endless lights and endless busyness and endless noise and endless boisterousness. It's the problem, though, is that the darkness is not your enemy. It is your teacher. In the dark soil, seeds germinate. In the dark womb, life forms. In the dark night of the soul, the false self dies so the true self can be born. The mystics knew this. We knew this. Jesus in the tomb, Buddha under the Bodhi tree at night, Persephone in the depths. Every spiritual tradition has a descent, a dark passage, a time of death before resurrection. You are in this passage now. We are in this passage now. Personally, collectively. And this is not a failure of humanity. This is our way. Breathe into whatever darkness you carry. Don't fix it. Don't flee it. Let it be the fertile void from which something new can emerge. Now bring your awareness to this moment in Earth's journey around the sun, the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Our ancestors watched the sun sink lower and lower in the sky, the days growing shorter, and they wondered, would darkness consume everything? And then on this day, something miraculous happens. The sun stops its descent. It stands still. Solstice means sun stands still. Sun stands still. And slowly, imperceptibly, it begins to return. This is not a metaphor. This is the truth of our solar system. This is the truth of our being. The light always returns, not because we earn it or deserve it, but because it is the nature of the cosmos, which you are. Darkness and light, winter and summer, death and rebirth, an eternal rhythm. Even when you can't see it, even when it might feel endless, the light is already turning towards you. You're already on its way back. This is the promise written in the stars. The stars that live within your every cell. And now we come to the deepest teaching, the one that every awakened being has pointed to in every language across every tradition. Christ consciousness is not about one man, one religion, one time. It is about the light of pure awareness that lives in every human being, the divine spark, the kingdom of heaven within, the Buddha nature, the Atman, the I Am presence. 2,000 years ago, a teacher said, I am the light of the world. But he also said, you are the light of the world. Do you hear the radical truth of this? The Christ, the anointed, awakened one, lives not just in one person, but is the potential in all people, in all of us. This is why spiritual teachers are born at the darkest time of year, not by accident, but as a cosmic reminder. When the outer world is darkest, we are called to find the light within. Christ consciousness. consciousness is the recognition that your true nature is light, not your personality, not your story, not your wounds, but the aware presence beneath all of that. The consciousness that exists before thought, before identity, before separation. And so now, my loves, place your hand on your heart. Beneath the beating, beneath the breath, there is a light that has never gone out. It is here in all moments. Steady, eternal, moment. Storm is raging in your mind or in your life. The light is not something you need to create or achieve or become worthy of. It is what you are. It has always been what you are. And this darkness you experience, the suffering, the confusion, the fear is the veil that obscures this light. But the veil is not the truth. The clouds are not the sky. The waves are not the ocean. Christ consciousness is in the remembering. Your recognition. The moment you stop identifying with the darkness and realize I am the light that witnesses the darkness, I am the awareness that holds it all, that the light within you is indestructible, that even in your darkest hour, the Christ, the awakened consciousness, waits to be born in you. This is the beauty of this time. Across every culture, tradition, across the cosmos, we celebrate light in the darkest night. We are all gathered around the same fire, speaking different languages for the same truth, all pointing to the same moon. And you are not separate from this cosmos. You are this cosmic rhythm, the same intelligence that spins the planets and times the solstice, lives in you as you. And so when the darkness feels overwhelming, I understand it, love, it is. Breath and feel the light in your chest, not imagined but real, the warmth of your own aliveness, your own awareness. This is your Christ consciousness, your Buddha nature. So as we move through these darkest days and towards the return of light, carry this knowing with you. You are not here to wait for someone to save you. You are not here to conquer the darkness. You are here to be the light. Be the light, my love. Remember the light. Let it shine through you as kindness, as presence, as love. That as the sun begins its return journey, so does your own remembering, your own awakening, your own emergence from darkness into light. This is not just the promise of solstice, this is the truth of your being. When you're ready, open your eyes and let the world see what has always been true. You are.